Today we're going to do part two of the Sefer Yom HaHoyledes U'Mashmu'usa. Yesterday we learned about Jewish birthdays. And a wonderful Sefer. This is a fantastic Sefer. It's a quality Sefer. We spent yesterday doing one section. I want today to do with you part two, the second section. The second section is very, very interesting. I'll try to make it interesting. So he goes through a person's whole life, all of the significant birthdays in a person's life. Okay, it's very, and he's mafalpel. I just want to select a couple of ideas, the significance of a birthday when you're 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old. Let's go through all the different kuvlos and see what he says. Now, obviously, the first birthday is the day that you're actually born. Chazal talk about the significance of being born. It's not such a happy event being born. What's interesting is that the first birthday is the worst. That is the most unhappy birthday, because then we don't know what's going to be. Will the person be a tzaddik? Will be a rasha? Before he comes out into the world, the malach says to him, make a shvua, make sure you will be a tzaddik, you will not be a rasha. He forgets all of his learning when he leaves his mother's womb. We have to have a shalom zachar to be menachim avol, the new child. So it's fascinating that the first birthday, I guess it's the zero birthday. I used to always tease my nieces. I would say, how old is the baby? How old are you? I'm 3 years old. How old is the baby? He's 6 months. I said, so how many years? If you're 3 years old, how many years? Oh, he's 0 years old. The baby is zero. That's really the truth. The baby is 0 years old. Baby's only 3 months or 6 months until he's 1 year. 0 years old. Then I would say, how old are you? You're three. So I say, how old do you think I am? 9, 10? They have no concept of time. You're able to convince an adult, is able to convince a child who's only 3 years old that they are, 10 years old. And then I would say to them, when are you going to be 4? When are you going to be 2? That really confuses them. When you say to a child, when is your birthday? When are you going to be the number? Going backwards, that totally throws off. But the point I want to make is there is a birthday, the zero birthday. The day when the baby comes out of the mother's womb and everyone is saying Mazel Tov, really for the child is not a very pleasant experience. That is the zero birthday. Now we come to birthday number 1 year. I don't know, it doesn't really say anywhere any significance in the first birthday. People make a big deal about it when the baby is 1 year old. It's a very happy event. But in Chazal, it does not appear there is any Chazal anywhere that says there's significance in a person's first birthday, other than it's a birthday. Okay? The first month, Pinyin Aben, Bar Kayama. Okay, that's called a birthday. That's called your Bar Kayama. You're already a strong, you're here to stay. You're here to stay, and the person has to be, it's not a nathal. But the first year, he doesn't quote any source of having significance. The next significant time in the person's life, we have a chazal. In fact, better than that, we have a pasuk, is second birthday. When a human being is 2 years old, that's a time to celebrate. And there's a pasuk in the Torah. Avraham made a party. Mishte Godol. A very large, very significant party. Biyom Higomel Es Yitzchak. The day he weaned Yitzchak, weaning, Chazal tell us, is 2 years old. When Yitzchak was 2 years old, he was independent, no longer needed to be nursed by his mother, Sarah. Avraham made a very great celebration. He invited the Gedolei Hadar. What more can you possibly want than that? The significance of a birthday from a pasuk in the Torah. Chazal learned from this. He got to have a drasha that the party that he made by the second birthday was equivalent to the party he made by the Bris Mila. Gemal, when he was Goymel, Loshen Mila, there was a party on the Bris Mila, but there was a party also on the second day. Now, what do you do on the second day? So it's interesting, it's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah says when a child is 2 years old, he's supposed to teach him, give me 1 second. No, not to tie his shoes, but when he's 2 years old, no, it's not. I'm making a mistake. It's not making a mistake. Okay, that's Okay, that is the time, but that is a significant event, something to celebrate. Shaul has reached a state where he is independent, and he begins to speak. Now, the next significant... What are you supposed to do in the child's 2 years? He's supposed to teach him, it's a chazal. He's supposed to teach him the pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Who brings this down? It's a chazal. I don't know where it is. It's a chazal somewhere that when a child is 2 years old, you're supposed to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. So he elaborates why that pasuk. There's so many psukim in the Torah. Why did Chazal select this pasuk to be taught to a child when he reaches 2 years old? So he says, you want to teach him about Moshe. You teach him about the greatest leader of Klal Yisrael, something to aspire to. He should be like Moshe, Moshe Benu, who's Olam Mikol Adam. Right away, the first thing a child, very good for a child psychologist, is Chazal, teach him about greatness. When he's 2 years old, begins to speak, teach him about the greatness of Moshe Benu. Also, we focus on Kihilas Yaakov. A child should right away be told that Torah is not for Yechidim. Torah is not for the elite. Torah is for the entire assembly of Yaakov. Every single person, Klal Yisrael, has a chelek in Torah, and the child should not grow up with the impression Torah is only for special people. He's also part of Kihilas Yaakov. Another idea is Morasha. It's an inheritance. There's a difference between a business and inheritance. When you're involved in business, you have to get baruch seichel, you have to have money, you have to have resources, but a yerusha is something which comes to a person automatically. If a person, Rachman al-Islam, is a yosum, automatically he becomes the owner of the assets of his parents because of the laws of yerusha. Torah, to a certain degree, is a yerusha. It comes to you by right. It comes to you naturally. And you, therefore, it's yours. And you should develop and spend time learning Torah. These are the first lessons a child should be taught when he is 2 years old. This is the chashivas of the second birthday. Now, let's go to the third birthday. The third birthday is when a child already has more seichel. The Ramah says, this is Ramah in Yoredeya, what should you do to a child on his third birthday? You should teach him the letters of the Aleph Beis. When he's 2 years old, you just have him memorize words. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. He doesn't exactly know how to read and write, but you tell him this idea of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe to say those words. But when he's 3 years old, the Ramah says you should already start teaching him the letters of the Aleph Beis. That's what you do on the third year.
And we all,
does not say. That's a modern minuk. In fact, he quotes the Stipler. Me got a lot of from the Stipler, Kilas Yaakov, Mamash, you know, the Stipler was. The Stipler didn't hold from this Chalaka. He did not hold of cutting the hair on the third birthday of Pais, of doing this thing. He, by his children and his grandchildren, appears it's no big deal. They give them a haircut as soon as their hair gets long. They don't wait until they're 3 years old. They don't hold from this whole ceremony of going to the Kever of Rashbi and cutting off their hair when they're approximately 3 years old. However, the Minhag Yisrael, it's become very prevalent, even among the Litvaks, for whatever reason. I didn't have a halakha, but I see now everyone, all these, the Litvaks, they didn't even know what it was until not so long ago. But it seems now it's a big thing, a party.
It's a minhag yishmar.
They let their hair grow long, and when they're 3 years old, what's the minhag?
It is
Orla, right. Shalosh Oshanim Arelim, and on the third year, you dedicate it. You dedicated Netaravai, the fourth year. You dedicated, now when the child enters into his fourth year, you dedicate him, the child, Ki Adam Eitz Hasada. A person is a tree. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Ki Adam Eitz Hasada. A human being is compared to a tree. A tree, the first 3 years, its fruit is forbidden. It's Arla. And in the fourth year, it's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's same thing, a person that's compared to a tree. The first 3 years, new. What could the child possibly do? He's just a taker. But now we dedicate him for the service of Hashem, and we makayim the mitzvah of Peyos Harosh. What can we do with him already? Peyos Harosh. Shmuel made him ill. Okay, I don't know, but this thing. Why is it called Chalaka? It comes from Yaakov. Yaakov ish Cholok. In contrast to Esav, who was an ish Soir, he was a man that had a lot of hair. Cholok is smooth, the lack of hair. And therefore, that term has been coined, Chalaka, to haircut, to cut off the hair, to make him Cholok.
This
Sefer. Everything has a source. And this Sefer...
What happens is a lot of times we have a minig and later
okay.
The explanation for the thing out of it.
Tame Hamin Hagim. That's a pretty good Sefer. Tame Hamin Hagim. Classic Sefer.
Yeah, okay.
Tame Hamin Hagim says the reason why it's called Chalak, Meloshna Mikra, Nochi Ish Chalak, I am an Ish Cholak and Yaakov Eitz Yisrael. Every, this save is really solid. No make believe. So everything over here.
Again.
I know. He's come, but the Tami Hamin Hagim is a classic sefer. It's a classic sefer, but it's very well accepted.
To be bold?
No, Peis Harosh, not to be bald. What are you going to make a halakha? You have to give your kid a regular haircut, but you when you give the haircut, you don't cut off the peis. Meaning, even if you don't have long peis, but you don't go and have him shave in a way the side.
But before it's also peis, even if it's long peis.
But by cutting the corners, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Peis Harosh. Let's go further. That is what is done on the third birthday. They teach the child the Aleph Beis, and to some have the minhag to cut his hair, to be based upon this concept of Ki Ha'odam Eitz HaSodeh. First 3 years are Arla, and the fourth year you dedicate him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes.
Arla, we have a special way of counting,
right? Arla, correct.
So that way of counting. It's just
a borrowed concept. By a child, the way we count about a child are years. I hear what you're saying. You're right. You say
it comes from our
of growth.
Should be the same.
You can't compare a person, the way a person grows, to the way a tree grows when it develops. Okay.
How is Arla counted?
What? Arla depends on Rosh Hashanah. You count from Rosh Hashanah when it takes root versus when the third of the fruit develops. If the third of the fruit develops past Rosh Hashanah, then we follow, I don't remember all the rules. You have to take two things into consideration. Is most of the fruit developed, and you're passing through Aleph Tishrei. By a human being, we don't follow Aleph Tishrei. We don't follow when they've developed. It's not Shaykh, such a thing. We follow when they're born. The concept is the same 3 years. Ki ho'odon eitz hasadeh. Let's go. There's another minhag, son of a minhag. This can is brought down. I don't know. It's brought down in the Shari Tshuva, okay? Or Chaim Simon Yudzayin Vezdalid, that you put on. It brings on the shame. The Eli Rabba, Mishnah Berurah calls Eli Rabba every page 50 times. Eli Rabba, minhag to put on a talis katan on a child when he's 3 years old. You buy him a little talis katan that fits his size. It's not a kosher talis katan for an adult, of course, but you buy a little talis katan for a child, and that is done when he is 3 years old. So it's a significant time to celebrate. You teach him the Aleph Beis, you cut off his hair to make peyos, and you put on a talis katan to teach him Lois Sudu, Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem. Okay, let's now go to the next significant time in a person's life. 5 years old. Or some say six. This is a machlokes, different opinions, but it's the same idea. When the mitzvah of chinuch habana begins, when is a father mechuyev to start training his child to observe mitzvahs? Just because he's three, puts a talis katan, that's not called chinuch. That's cute. He should just, his mind, I guess, should absorb the fact that he's looking at tzitzis and he's teaching him the Aleph Beis. He doesn't really have any comprehension of what's going on. He's just imitating what he sees. But when he comes to the age of 5 or 6, some learn it's when he's 6 years old, some say 5. Some say it starts at 5, you begin, and 6 you force. I know you force, but you lay a heavy hand on the child to really push him. You mechanich him. Now is the time to begin to understand there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave us the Torah. There are Tayag Mitzvos, and there are things that you have to do, and there are things that you are not allowed to do. The age where the person's mind develops, where he can understand what the Torah wants, is the age of 5, 6. That's when a father has a mitzvah of Chinuch Habanim. That's when it begins, 5 or 6. It says in the Mishnah that you begin to teach a child Mikra when he is 5 years old. The Rambam passes, you should teach Mikra when he's 6 years old. Everyone asks in the Rambam, how can it be the Rambam against the Mishnah? So they learn that when it says 5, Rambam means the beginning of his 6th year, which means after he's 5. Or most Mepharshim learn the Rambam means that you begin, you start at 5, but you stuff him like an axe, listen to the Gemara, when he's 6 years old. That's when the father has to go with intensity to teach him Mikra, to teach him Sukkim. What do you teach a child when he begins to learn Chumash? So it's in the Gemara says he teach him about Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra. Chumash Vayikra, because Vayikra is about Tahara, Yavai Tahorim, V'yasayk B'Taharas. Today, in some yeshivas, they do this. I think in the Chassidish yeshivas, they do this. In the Lish yeshivas, they don't. But as someone told me recently, what they do is they teach him the first part. pasuk. Vayikrael Moshe, they teach the first pasuk, and then they go to Bereishis in order to mekayim what it says in Chazal. So this is the significance of that. 5, 6, also there is such a custom, it's done in some circles, where you wrap him up in a talis, and you bring him to the Rebbe, and they lick the letters off the letters of the alphabet. Where does this come from? Some say that a lot of these ideas do have sources. It comes from Matan Torah. Bring the child to Chinuch Habonim.
What?
So it's he mentions the problem. Is it 3 or is it 6? Okay, you're right. They do it today when he's 3. You're right, but I don't know. Where does it come from? Where does this idea of 3 or 6 bring the child to a Rebbe to begin learning? It comes from a Chazal that compares the day you inaugurate a child to learn Torah is like Har Sinai, is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. When the child is inaugurated into learning Torah, that's his minor Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, it says there were luchos. Moshe brought down the luchos. It says in the pasuk, "Kisu aluach lipchem," to write the Torah on the tablets of your heart. By Matan Torah, we were covered by the mountain. So to the child should be covered. He should be wrapped. He should be wrapped up. They wore new clothing. It says, "Vikidashtem hayoyim u'mocha v'chibsu sim lasrem." Dress up a child in new clothing, buy for a child on the day when you inaugurate him new clothing. Okay, that's an idea. Now, this, by the way, this idea of formal chinuch is a very important gemara. We call it the Yeshua ben Gamla principle. Recently, there are a lot of articles written about this Jewish education, and a lot of people who write articles about Jewish education, they name it after the famous Yehoshua ben Gamla. Who was Yehoshua ben Gamla? He was the one that instituted formal Jewish education. Let me read you the Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra. B'tchila mi sheyesh le'av, a person who was fortunate to have parents. So the father would teach him Torah. When the father came home from work, the father sat down and taught him Torah. So what did they do? They made a takana. That they made a takana. They should be yeshivas. But the yeshivas first began when they were 16, 15 or 16 years old. What happened? You bring in children who never went to school, have no discipline, have no concept of what it means to be in a classroom. You bring them to yeshiva the very first time when they were 15 years old. So it was, for some of them it went okay. But some of them it was too much of a culture shock to be disciplined to sit in the classroom and listen to someone else when they're already 15 years old. And if the Rebbe didn't get along with the Talmud, arois, he took a stick, beat him up, and the child went out into the street.
The kid,
it didn't work well. So that was a new period. So they went from the father teaching to an institution of formal learning when they were adolescents, 15 years old, and then came along Yehoshua ben Gamla. It was a novel idea, something we take for granted today. Exactly. He for men.
Yeah.
And he came up, Yehoshua ben Gamla, time of the Tana, we're going to have formal Jewish education when they're 6 years old. He instituted this concept. And that's why, like I told you, there are many, every time you hear about Jewish education, it's impossible not to hear the magic words, Yehoshua, Tam of the Tanoim, it seems. Tam of the Tanoim, which goes back about 2,000 years. Less, about 1,800 years.
What,
whatever, Tekuvah the Tanoim was 500 years. Yehoshua ben Gamla. Okay, so this is at the age of 6. So we want...
So everything is boys, nothing about girls.
Exactly. Girls stayed home. They stayed home. They learned from their mother and the father. I had to take care of the home. They were not taught until modern times. So she changed the whole world for girls. So this is pretty much what we need to know about a 6-year-old boy. It is the Zman. There's more. One more thing about 6-year-old halacha. That if a child is a businessman. You always hear about these stories online about these children that engage in commerce. If a child has metaltalin, okay, movable on that land, child sells. If a child is 5 years old and he has a toy and he goes into the street and he sells the toy for $20, $10, $5, it's a nekachtos. Al pi halacha, you can go to court and you, the father, can go back and get the object back. Whenever a child sells, buys or sells under the age of 6 is null and void. Once a child is 6 years old, time to celebrate, if the child sells something that a parent gave him, metaltalin, mikochoi kayam, it's valid. Hapu'utos, mikochan, they're called a pu'utos. Pu'utos means they're budding. They're a budding person in this world. If they sell something in the street, Beis Din will view it to be a good Negach Takon. It's not Midaraisa, not Midaraisa, Midarabonan. Mimekim Oilam, Takonas Oilam, children who are businessmen, 6 years old, they enter the business world. So that's another significant event that happens when a person is 6 years old. So it's time to celebrate. They now enter the business world. When they're 6 years old, they have reached the time when the parents, Chin Chabonim, teach them Torah. They have reached the time when... I don't know, not necessarily. You have to know if that's really true. How what that means, the Skatan Hadaris, when it comes to Chinuch, 6 years old. Is that really true? I don't know if that's really true.
Kids would run around in the street.
I don't know, it's not.
You don't let your kid out of your house.
Because the Sakana outside of the street.
But this
is a significant. Okay, let's now go to the next major event in life. What's the next major event in life?
Seven.
No, not seven. Seven. Ten. Like, 10 years old.
If a 3-year-old sells something online, it's a good mecca.
Who says this?
Because today, if he knows how to do online,
Chazal say
online,
six. We're viewing life, the life cycle through the words of Chazal. The next significant event in a person's life is when he's 10 years old. Because it's a Mishnah. When he's 10 years old, Chazal, that's the ideal time to start teaching Mishnayos. It's a Mishnah, Mishpah Gavas. Ben Eser le Mishnah. And why? Because we have to get him ready for Gemara when he's going to start learning Talmud when he's 15 years old. And from this, we learn something very important that if you do not see a Simen Bracha and you're learning in 5 years, you'll never see a Simen Bracha. How do we know this? We know this from the fact that the Chazal say that when a child is 5, he learns Mishnah, and when he's 15, he learns Gemara. And when he's 5 years old, he learns Chumash. Why did Chazal break up the times of life from Mikra to Mishnah, from Mishnah to Gemara in intervals of 5 years? Because 5 years is the time when a person goes through in his mind a significant period of time where you can determine if he's cut out for this. Not every person is cut out for Gemara. Not every person is cut out for certain things in life. The test is 5 years. And since now he's 10 years old, he's now in the middle between the 5 years since he started learning Mikra and the 5 years until he's going to learn Talmud. And just because Bizman has that, we don't do this. We start learning Gemara much earlier than 15 years old. It does still means that a child's not really learning Talmud on a level where his mind appreciates what he's learning until he's... It's very true. You go into a high school, when the children really they learn Gemara seriously. It's true. Like I would say 11th grade, it's definitely, at least, I look back myself. I don't think I really... we learned Gemara when we were 6th and 6th grade. We started teaching us Hakoines, Elimitzias, in 5th grade. We learned Elimitzias. But I definitely, in my own life, see among my friends and myself, there was definitely a transition into a different approach, a different appreciation of Talmud, I would say probably 10th, 11th grade. And 10th, 11th grade is about approximately when children are today about 15 years old. It's definitely true. I definitely see that. I can't speak for anyone else but myself, but I think it's very true. So you can learn when you learn Gemara, very nice. You can learn Gemara. You can do whatever you want, whenever age. But it's a certain, the mind develops and begins to appreciate things on a different level at a certain period of time. Okay, so that's the age of 10. That's, and we also we learn about 5 years from the Levim. We did learn to discuss this. And when does the Levi do avoda? When he's 30 years old. But when does the Levi begin training? When he's 25. Because 5 years, the period of time of training to see if you're cut out. If after 5 years you don't get your degree in the Levia, you don't get your PhD in the Levia, then you'll never get your PhD. It's not going to happen. You need 5 years, period. Okay, now we come to the next stage in life, and that is for a girl when she is 12 years old. And a boy when he is 13 years old, 12, 13. Why 12, 13? The Gemara tells us, Halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, you can go and you can figure out and say, you do some scientific study when your brain develops, I don't know, halacha l'moshe misinai, you become a mitzuveh v'oitzeh when you are 12, 13, boy, girl. Why a girl 12 and a boy 13? So scientifically, many of us say they develop. That's not nature. A girl develops faster than a boy, but the boy overtakes her later on. They say that also. No one wants to hear about that. The boy, girl develops earlier, but good things come to those who wait. And the boy slower, but he then overtakes her in Chochmah. That's what it says. But you don't want to hear that. You don't want to say that publicly because you get into a lot of trouble. What? Does a man become over? I don't know, 80, 90? I don't know the answer. I do not know the answer.
But they're both chicks.
Okay. But we have here 12 and 13. What is the significance as far as the father is concerned to say, Baruch Shepotrani, Ve'oin Shoshal Zed? You make it with Shem Malchus, Machlek Saporiskim. Some say yes, some say not. Some say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okim, Melchon, different Piskim. When do you make the Baruch by a boy? You make it in Machlek Saporiskim, so the Minigis make it when he gets his Aliyah. Because why an Aliyah? Because that's when it's nicker to the world. You present yourself to the world, he's getting an Aliyah. Many Paiskim were not happy with that because it used to be not so common today, but it used to be very common years ago when you would give children a maftir. They would give children, it was no big deal. Children would get maftir all the time, so children always got aliyah. So it wasn't necessarily nicker. What's it? Oh, now he's getting an aliyah, and last week he only got maftir. So it was a nicker. So some have the minute that you make the bracha whenever you want, by the suda. You make a suda spar mitzvah, by the suda spar mitzvah, the father gets up and the father makes the bracha b'fnei am ve'eda, baruch shepotrani me'ayin sheshol zeh. And I think Rabbi Yashiv says, Rabbi Yashiv of Shlomo Zalman Aruch, I remember which one says, that if you want, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with making the bracha by a suda mitzvah instead of making it when he gets his aliyah. Oh, the matzah machlis apayiskim. Some do, depends on your minhag. There are different opinions. Some do, some do not. That's a separate issue.
You can say it as many times as you want.
Exactly. If you don't make a bracha. But if you do make a shema malchus, then you make it. Now, what about a girl? This is a big, tough issue. Do you make a bracha, baruch shepotranimi, ayin sheshol zeh, when she is 12 years old? So the question is, why exactly are you making it by a boy? So, mi'ikra din, there are two reasons why you make it by a boy. There are two reasons presented by the Paiskim. Number one, your mitzvah of chinuch ends. The ikar hadin of father is only mechuyev to the mitzvah of chinuch. Chanoich l'napi darko is only from 6 until 13. When a child is 13 years old, me'ikar hadin. Now, today it's not good for child services. The police will come put you in jail if you don't take care of your children until you get rid of them. but when me'ikar hadin, according to the chazal, when a child is 13 years old, you can tell the kid, get lost. I'd say, you're out of the house. I have no obligation to train you anymore in mitzvahs. You're on your own. So the mitzvah of chinuch habanim ends when you are 13 years old. So the father is making a baruch shepotrani from the mitzvah of chinuch habanim. It's very strange to make a baruch and put it from a mitzvah. But that's what it says. Or, because the father, if the father sins, if a father does an avera, his children will suffer. There's such a concept, a Kabbalistic concept, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person by bringing his sins all the other way around. Both ways. Avos al-bonim, but avos, that they're interrelated. That the sins of a child, the father is responsible for. This child's sins, the father has to pay for his sins. All the way around, Rachman Litzlan, that if the father sins, Hashem can punish the father by taking the life of the child. Goes both ways. We don't know what this means. There's not this in the Kabbalah, but when a person becomes 13 years old, they're on their own. A father is on his own. They're no longer linked. You're responsible for your averos. What? That's the one answer. One answer is chinuch. The other reason why you say baruch shepotrani is that until this point in time they're linked. Their mazel is linked, and they're responsible one for the other. When they become, he becomes 13. That's it. You're separate. They go on their separate ways. I'm not responsible for his sins, and he's not responsible for my sins to make a bracha. Now this does not apply to a girl. Number one, that's an incredible thing. Number one, either this is an incredible chiddush. Two extremes brought down in the Paiskim. I can't remember all the names of the Paiskim to say all these reasons, but two extremes. Either there is no mitzvah, shocking statement, get into a lot of trouble, there's no mitzvah of chinuch for girls. A father has no obligation to do anything chinuch for a girl. So therefore, the Zemzah is Baruch Shabbatrani. I've never had an obligation to be mechanech her. Where does she get her chinuch from them? I don't know. I really have no idea. What?
This was the traditional approach, but it changed.
Okay. But halacha doesn't change. Halacha doesn't change. The society changes, but the halacha doesn't change. A father has no mitzvah, the rights of chinuch habanos. Therefore, there's nothing for him to say, baruch shepotrani. To the other extreme, other parts can say that the father, chinuch, is not over. Until she gets married, doesn't end the chinuch habanos until she gets married. Mainly, you can't say Baruch Shabbatrani because you got to wait until she gets married. So there's nothing to say Baruch Shabbatrani. Now, the other reason that you're responsible for her sins and she's responsible for your sins doesn't apply to a girl. What does that mean? These are Yannick Kabbalah, so we don't know what it means. They say because she's really connected to her husband. A woman has a mazel where even from her birth, her mazel, the same way a father and son are connected, as far as responsibility for Averos, again, I don't know what this means. A girl, it's not the father. The connection is to her future husband. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. So therefore, there's no place for a father to say Baruch Shepotrani. The bottom line is halacha, and halacha, a father does not make a bracha Baruch Shepotrani when his daughter reaches Bas Mitzvah.
When the father teaching a trade to the child.
Does it apply to a girl? What?
To a boy.
Yes. That applies only
Bar Mitzvah?
Seemingly yes, until Bar Mitzvah. In ancient times, everything was not like today. Today, the kid, until he's 13, is just running around like whatever. It's a whole different world today.
Very young,
exactly. Already right. 6 years old, they were working. It's a whole different world. Does a boy make a Shechianu? So that's a question, that's a general question. Do you make a Shechianu on a birthday in general? So halacha l'maisa, most poskim say no, but if you want to be mahade, so you wear a new garment. New levush, or you eat a new fruit, you do something to put yourself in a situation where you make a shechianu, and you make a shechianu in mind that it's your birthday. Bar mitzvah, same exact thing. Bar mitzvah is no different than any other birthday. There's no special shechianu, even though he's chayav mitzvos. That's right. Even though he's chayav mitzvos, no special. Now, what about making a sudas mitzvah, bar mitzvah? I'm going to go. We're running out of time. What about a sudas mitzvah? So, a boy, of course, you make a sudas mitzvah if you have a suda. If it's bo bayom, he has a chil halacha. If you make a bar mitzvah bo bayom, it's automatically a sudas mitzvah. If you make a bar mitzvah and it's not bo bayom, it's not unless it's a chiddush. You say the boy says divrei the Magen Avraham. If the boy says if the party is being made in honor of his becoming a bar mitzvah, and the boy says divrei Torah, it turns into a sudas mitzvah. If I go make a party today, right, come to my house to make a party today, and I'm going to say a drasha, is it a sudas mitzvah? Absolutely not. There's nothing I can do to make a sudas mitzvah unless I make a siyum. I make a siyum, but I'll tell you a brilliant drasha, the best drasha you ever heard your whole life. Come to my house, we're going to party. It's not a sudas mitzvah because there's no reason for celebration. Torah, that's not a reason for celebration. Let's make a scene. But a bar mitzvah, if it's not bo bayom, and the boy says divrei Torah, the Magen Avraham says it turns into a sudas mitzvah. That's why bezman hazeh, you have a sudas mitzvah even when it's not bo bayom.
Does it have to be a scene, though?
What?
Does it have to be a
seer? No, does not have to be a seer. Right, that's a beautiful thing. That's a very good thing. Every birthday, we really bring them to a mile to the seer. What?
What about the boy and his father saying tachnan and by the
young? No, there's no shalach. You say tachnan. There's no heter not to say tachnan by bar mitzvah. No heter. Okay, next thing. What about a girl? Do you make a bas mitzvah? Rav Moshe Feinstein makes a tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein says there is no bas mitzvah. So there's no sudas, there's no such thing as a din sudas mitzvah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, so don't get angry at me. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's no such thing as a bas mitzvah being called a sudas mitzvah. Doesn't exist. You want to make a seim, the father wants to make a seim, okay, so he'll make it into a sudas. But a bas mitzvah is not in halacha in any shape or form called a sudas mitzvah. And Rav Moshe, you're going to ask me why not? The mitzvah v'yosa, just like a boy is mitzvah v'yosa, a girl is also mitzvah v'yosa. She's mitzvah v'yosa when she becomes a mitzvah. So Moshe, a tremendous chiddush. It's not nicker. It's not noticeable. A boy, it's noticeable. He wears a hat, a jacket, and sneakers when you become a mitzvah. My mother always used to say, bar mitzvah boys doesn't make late children. Okay. Until the bar mitzvah, they wear a t-shirt, and now they become bar mitzvah, they wear the hat. Of course, it's up. It's never down the way it should be. It's always up. And the jacket and the shirt is always hanging out. And sneakers! You have to have the white sneakers. That's what makes you the bar mitzvah boy. The three together, the white sneakers, that's the bar mitzvah boy. It's noticeable. Why? He's part of the minion. Now you can count him. Now he does things. He can be moitzi you. I make kiddush for me. Go to a bar mitzvah. Make kiddush for me. Do this. It's nicker to the world that he's mitzvah yosa. A girl of Moshe Feinstein. Not me. Don't have time to sleep. Call kavuda bas melech penila. It's not nicker. It's a secret. It's a big secret. She's about to miss. It's not noticeable to the world that she is mitzvah v'osa.
The mela. Yeah, you can have a party, but as long as it's
not religious, it's a party. Because sometimes it's a very nice, make a party, and the Gedolei Yisrael made parties for their daughters. Don't kid yourself. The Gedolei Yisrael made parties for what?
And a girl make a sim.
A girl can make a sim. Yes.
And her bar mitzvah,
she can make a four bar mitzvah also. She can't say the kaddish. She can make a she can make a sim. Why can't a girl make a sim? A girl can make a sim. Okay, so this is the significance. I want to run out. Time. We're running out of time. So this is the din of a bar mitzvah boy. It is a very significant time according to many people. This is I'll read with from the Zohar, the Shulchan Aruch Haraf. The Balatanya quotes this. Let me read you these few words: Gimar the Ikar Kinisas Nefesh Hakedusha BaAdam. The time when the completion of the neshama, the holy neshama, comes to a person who biyud gimel shanu v'yanecha lezochar the yud days l'nekeva.
So she should make a party.
No, Rav Moshe, I'm telling you, Rav Moshe. You have to listen. Shalachay nischayvu oz. I'm not making this up. B'mitzvos minatar v'nasu b'neonishim. This is when they become the neshama is nigmar. It's a very significant time in the person's life. Okay, let's run. Next, 1718. What's the significance of 18 years old? Then Shmon Esrei L'Chopa. It's more than just Shmon Esrei L'Chopa. It's okay. By the way, one very interesting thing. When a person becomes a bar mitzvah, he's called a bachur. Why is it called a bachur? It's a beautiful idea brought down from who says this? I don't even know who says this. This is from Ali Shur. Okay, of Wolba. Why is it called a bar mitzvah? Because why is it called a bachur? A bachur and a bachura. Why? Lashon of bechira, to choose. It's the time in your life when you got to make a decision. You want to be a good man. You want to be a bad person. You want to be the good guys or the bad guys. You want to be. Which side of the fence do you want to stand on? Uzachor es boire echa. Remember your creator. Be made bechura secha in the days of your youth. A lashon of bechira. Ubacharta bachayim. Make sure this is the time of life, because the decisions you make when you're a teenager, when you're a bar mitzvah boy, the derech hachayim is going to be with you for life. If you start out in a bad way, finished. It's not so easy to get back on the derech if you go start veering off the wrong way. It's a very beautiful idea. Bechira, bachar and bachura come from the word bechira, to choose. Or bacharta bachayim. Now is the time in your life, the most important time, to make those decisions. Okay, very quick. 18 years old is the zman of getting married. It was a remez, a remez that says the word Adam and the word Ish 17 times before Vayitzer Hashem Elokim as before the parasha of Chava, when Hashem in the Torah Hashem created Chava and brought Chava to Adam. Before it says that Adam married Chava, it says the word Ish or the word Adam 17 times or 18 times. Therefore, that's a remez that when there's 17 zmanim of Ish before you come to the zman of getting married. Okay, next time in life. Now, this in fact is one of the most important times in life. He devotes a lot of writing to this. 20 years old. When a person is 20 years old, that's really 20 years. When you're 20 years old, that is a very major, major time in your life. A person becomes a bar mitzvah, he's a shalem. That's the time when he reaches Hashem. The Zohar says when Hashem created Adam, Adam was a mature person, right? Hashem didn't make Adam was an infant. He was an adult. How old was Adam physically if you would bring him to a doctor and they would tell me how old you are? And you go to a doctor, and they can examine you and they can tell you supposedly exactly how old you are. They can do scientific tests to determine your exact age. There are probably blood tests you can take today. I don't know how sophisticated it is. They can take a blood test, they'll tell you exactly how old you are. When of Adam Arishan went to the doctor on the day he was born, take a blood test, and the doctor, what would the results be? How old was he? 20 years old. Mm. So when a person reaches 20 years old, he's really reaching the shleimus of Adam of 20. It's very interesting, and never heard it before. No, chachma comes later in life.
No.
Okay, I ran out of time. I want to talk about. Let me. I want to finish up very quickly. Okay. It says in the Mishnah, when you're 20 years old, lirdaif. Lirdaif. That ben chaf lirdaif, to pursue. That's the Mishnah in Perek. What's lirdaif mean? It means to pursue a parnasa. After you have learned already Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud, and you got married at 18 years old. If you got married at 18 years old, by now you have a baby for sure. It's already been 2 years, so you have a baby. So you have the full experience in life. So get out of the house. Your parents will stop supporting you already. When you get to 20 years old, you're a Talmud Chacham, you know, Shas, and Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Shulchan Aruch, married, a wife and kid, at least one, maybe even two kids, but 2 years, boy and a girl, Mekayim Priya V'Reviya. Now, Lirdoif, you have to pursue Parnasa. Or it means, Lirdoif means in Shemayim. They're going to chase after you. They hold you accountable. 20 years old, you're Bar Oinshin. Lirdoif, not going on you. It's going on Shemayim. They're going to pursue after you to hold you accountable for your Averus. Or it means, Lirdoif, a person should pursue the mitzvos and the Torah seriously. Until now, you don't really appreciate what you're here for in this world. When you come 20 years old, now, Lirdoif, you have to really get to work on the tafkid in life. Kari says 60, or 50, or 60, different opinions. Okay, let's go. Okay, now there used to be a minhag. I never saw this. I don't remember this at all, but it used to be, it seems like it's a very popular thing. I don't know who does this.
There is something that you're not mechuyav until you're 20.
You're not mechuyav in Shema, you're not having oinshin. In heaven, they're not going to hold you accountable. They're not going to punish a person b'dei shamayim until a person is 20 years old. Even though he's high, he's 13 years old. But in heaven, they will not hold you accountable. Okay. There used to be a minhag. I don't know that when a person the night that he becomes 20 years old, you're supposed to stay up the whole night learning. Ever hear this before? It seems like this is very widespread. It's a skit. The whole night when you're 20 years old, that night when you reach the 20th, this is Kosvu the Peleyoitz. It's Sifra Beis, and he brings a lot of other Peleyoitz. Balapardes. He brings down the Balapardes, Sefer Menucha Ukedusha. I don't know, he brings down a whole bunch of sources that when you become 20 years old, you become a Bar Oinshin, you're really reaching a very significant time in your life. You should call Haskola Simon and Milsa. You have that in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, all that. The way you start off makes an impression for the rest of your life. So don't blow it. What's the big deal? You stay up the whole night. You take life seriously the night when you are become 20 years old. So for most of us, it's too late. But maybe in the next Gilgal. Yeah.
You say up until the age of 20, you can learn.
Yeah.
At 20, you're dealing on experience. You're dealing with experience.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know how true that is. That's a chiddush, because the person can learn and it can change all the way
from
the
rasa.
Okay, I hear you saying. Now, there's another thing in Gemara. The Gemara says that a person is supposed to be when he's 18 years old, and Hashem patiently waits for a person to get married right away when he's 18 years old. And if he doesn't get married by the time he's 20, tipach atzmosaf, his bones should bust. And what exactly does that mean? So there are many interpretations why 20, this, that. Today almost no one gets married. Boys today, I don't think, almost, not by Hasidim they do, not all, but among the Lishcha, it's unheard of to get married when you're 20 years old. No one gets married when they're 20 years old.
I think historically, up to 100 years ago, people got married at 14, 15.
It could be. And I don't know, 100 years old. Okay, today, in this generation, but okay, so there are a lot of reasons, obviously, a lot have to do with Hirhurim and things like that, not going down that path, but there's one thing which caught my attention, there are two things which caught my attention, and that is because why this unusual expression, Tipach Atzmosav, or Tipach, so this is a little cute little word. Tipach is the Gematria 498, Tipach, the Gematria of Av Eim Ben Bas. When a person gets married, he brings into this world, gets married, the concept of being an Av, his wife becomes an Aim, and he has a child, a son and daughter, Ben and Bas. Av, Aim, Ben, Bas is also the Gematria exactly 498. So Chazal, cleverly, it's a cute little Gematria, cleverly telling the person, you're 20 years old, you already at this point in the time of your life should have brought into this world these four concepts. You should have been a father. You should have brought about that your wife would be a mother, and you should have brought about into this world. You're 2 years, 18, so you could have two kids by the time you're 20 years old, a son and a daughter, the mitzvah deraisa pri revia, and you failed to do this. Av, ein, ben bas, zelumazeh, tipach. Cursed is with the word tipach, which is the same numeric in gematria. All right, you know what? There's a lot more here, and we'll continue this. We'll continue the next age, Mirz Hashem, next week. We're up to 30. What happens when you're 30?